Well, parents, if you want your child to succeed, here's a few tips when you name them. New studies found that people with middle names got treated like they had a higher status, and people with names that are easy to pronounce have more credibility. So don't give them a difficult name.
Don't most people have middle names anyways?
There's been a slight trend over the last few years not to give a middle name, but most people do.
Ladies, here are six things you should expect when your friend gets a new boyfriend. It's all she's going to talk about everything. His shoe size, his family likes, what he's like, everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. And you can't make plans because she's going to want to do everything with him and have to check if he's got anything going on. They're going to go everywhere together, so expect to be the third wheel. Every post on Facebook is going to be about him, including the profile picture and the status updates. And she's going to ask you then when you're getting a boyfriend so you can double date and it'll be so fun. And then you're going to have to console her because eventually she and her boyfriend are going to have an argument or even break up. And then you're going to have to be the person she goes to for support and picks up all the pieces.
If you watch Pixar movies, watch them close next time. Do you know there's a hidden code in almost every Pixar movie? A113. Someone who claims to be in the know says it's a classroom number at the California Institute of Arts where the first year animation classes are held. So A113, for example, it's on license plates in Toy Story and Cars. It's written on a box in A Bug's Life. It's on the diver's camera in Finding Nemo. It's just on and on. So I'll look for that next time you're watching.
They do that. They have all sorts of secret
little hidden
things.
Yes. A113 is hidden in Pixar movies.
Speaking of movies, let's talk about the movies in theaters this weekend. The big one, The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
You think anyone will go see that one?
They might do okay. I mean, I don't know. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, they're back as Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy. Sally Field is Aunt May, and there are three new villains. Jamie Foxx is Electro, Paul Giamatti is the Rhino, and Dane DeHaan is Harry Osborn, also known as the Green Goblin. There is a limited release, which why you'd want to go up against The Amazing Spider-Man 2 this weekend. But this movie actually saw the trailer. Looks pretty funny. It's called Walk of Shame. Don't know where you're going to be able to find it. But Elizabeth Banks plays a news anchor. She has a one-night stand with James Marsden after getting passed up for her dream job. And by the time she finds out she's still in the running for it, she's stranded in downtown L.A. without a cash, a phone, or any ID, wearing the same yellow dress from the night before her hookup.
This is a story that comes to us from Arkansas, where they just had a lot of devastating storms. An F4 tornado destroyed a family's home on Sunday in Arkansas, and their dog, Oreo, gone. They went back 2 days later. Guess who popped up out of the rubble? Wagging his tail.
Aww.
Just a small scratch on his leg.
Wow.
They believe the tornado probably picked Oreo up and carried him off, but he found his way back to the demolished house and was waiting there for him.
Dogs always know where home is.
Man, that is awesome. That's your stack of leftovers today, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.